Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Now, it's not often that two public radio hosts get the chance to sit down for a relaxed, wide-ranging conversation, but that's what I'll be doing with Tavis Smiley to mark his 20th year in broadcasting. We'll talk about politics, including the 2012 election, as well as race, the media, turning failure into success, and whatever is the hot topic of the day. And the day is next Wednesday, April 27th, at the Cooper Union. Tickets are on the events page at WNYC.org. Malalai Joya is here. She has been called the bravest woman in Afghanistan, having been outspoken in her denunciations of the participation of warlords in Afghanistan's government and the treatment of women in her country. Her book, A Woman Among Warlords, is now out in paperback with a new chapter on Afghanistan in the era of Obama. And she is in our studio. Malalai Joya, welcome to WNYC.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for the interview and hello to our listeners.
I want to begin with a question about Pakistan, where you spent part of your youth in refugee camps. An article in the New York Times today discusses the conflict between the U.S. and Pakistan over negotiating with the Taliban in Afghanistan. The U.S. wants a strong Afghan state and army, whereas Pakistan prefers a weaker neighbor, more decentralized. Do you think the U.S. and the Pakistanis and the Afghans can find a solution, however flawed, that will allow the departure of foreign troops from Afghanistan? Is there a solution?
Same Pakistan government like Afghanistan government, both not democratic-minded, real government, puppet government, should tell you better, especially in Pakistan, the ISI army have upper hand and very close relationship with CIA regarding creating the Taliban in the past in the religious school madrasas of Pakistan, did brainwash in
Islam. Did you say the CIA participated in creating the Taliban and the madrasas?
CIA by ISI, by financial support of Saudi Arabia. During the civil war in Afghanistan and religious school of Pakistan called madrasas.
So going back to the 1980s.
Yeah, there they did brainwash. And still they are playing the game of Tom and Jerry with these terrorists because they don't want to lose them. They are not serious to defeat them because through them occupied Afghanistan during the 10 years that they indirectly support Taliban, because as much as situation will be insecure, then it is easy for them to justify their occupation, because this 10 years after 9/11 tragedy, U.S. and NATO, they occupied Afghanistan under the banner of women rights, human rights, democracy. They pushed us from the frying pan into the fire. They replaced Taliban with fundamentalist warlords, photocopy of the Taliban, and now invite Taliban also to join the government. So situation will be more bloody, more disastrous, especially for the women, if these terrorists also come in power.
So this move on the part of the State Department, I guess, primarily, to negotiate with the Taliban and try to find some Taliban elements, not all, but some who are more moderate, to join the government, you don't like that?
I want to tell you, we have no moderate Taliban. It's a big lie.
How did it go? No moderate Taliban.
No moderate. I think Mullah Omar is not moderate. He's just an extremist, terrorist, killer, fascist man that they invite him to join the government.
That's Mullah Omar, the head of the Taliban. Are they inviting him to join the government?
Yeah, many times. They invite him and also Gulbuddin Hekmatyar, this fascist man as well. But while the Bush put price on the head of the terrorist like Gulbuddin, if anybody find the dead or alive body of this man. In the meantime, recently about 15 terrorists, Talib, their name removed from the blacklist of the U.N. and in U.S. As a wanted criminal, and they, one of them is foreign minister of the Taliban, Mullah Mutawakkil, another ambassador of Taliban in Pakistan, Mullah Abdul Salam Zaif. These killers now have very good life in Kabul and pretending as politicians, sometimes coming to the media, these dirty-minded elements. And also many other, we know that one member of parliament is Talib, this 10 years of occupation, Mullah Abdul Salam Rakati, another killer Talib in the Senate, Arsala Rahmani, Mullah Arsala Rahmani, chief district of Musa Kala in Helmand province, Talib. So it's not new news for Afghan people.
Malalai Joya, my guest on WNYC, former member of the Afghan Parliament, author of A Woman Among Warlords, now out in paperback. We can take some calls for her. Maybe some other Afghans are listening right now, or Pakistanis, or anybody with a question for Malalai Joya, who really is a world-renowned figure. If you want to ask her a question about Afghanistan as she sees it and this war, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Your book is called A Woman Among Warlords, and you've added a section for this new paperback edition on Afghanistan under Obama. And you said on the Takeaway Friday that the Obama period has resulted in more deaths and more suffering than the Bush period. How do you see the war changing under Obama?
You know, maybe Barack Obama, when came in power, did something positive for American good people. But for our people, unfortunately, during these 2 years, because of his wrong foreign policy, he improved himself and just as a second and even dangerous Bush. The result of the surge of troops was more massacres, more miseries, more tragedies and pain. And also his expanding war in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in Pakistan, in Yemen, and now start this brutal war under the umbrella of the UN in Libya as well. And also he invited terrorist Taliban that to join the government, fascist like man like Mullah Omar and Gulbuddin Hekmatyar, instead that try to make stop arming the warlords more, because after 9/11 the warlords come in power, photocopy of Taliban, and that's why situation day by day goes from worse to worse. And also Barack Obama, at least if he's doing different with Bush, he should make powerless this minister of the war, Robert Gates, from his post, and this money other policy. For example, now since Obama came in power, the worst massacre there. But after these massacres, for example, in my own province in Farah, 150 civilians in one day killed, and then use white phosphorus. But Obama's administration says apologize. Karzai's regime says thank you. That is it. And also that in the meantime, Obama's administration raised hue and cry against the Qaddafi regime and his crime. But in the meantime, support Gaddafi. Much more dirtier Qaddafi regime,
yes.
Criminal regime in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in Saudi Arabia, in Pakistan, in Israel, etc.
Let me ask you, though, if your main concern is the Taliban warlords and that you don't want them to regain power, especially over women, then why wouldn't you support the surge, which is intended to kill Taliban or take villages one by one and protect the villages from the Taliban?
You know, there's official report, 24% the civilian death tolls increased when Barack Obama came in power. I think this 10 years is enough that our people experience the role of these occupation forces while they themselves are victim of the wrong policy of the wrong politician. I told you one example of Farah province massacre. Even they are bombing our wedding parties, what they did in Nangarhar and Nuristan. Democracy never came by military invasion. Democracy never came by massacres. In Kunduz province, 150 civilians in one day they killed. In Konar province recently, 65 civilians, most of them women and children. Again, 9 children in another province, tens of thousands innocent people they killed. So that's why we believe that justice-loving good people of the U.S. around the world agree with us. Democracy never comes by cluster bomb, killing innocent civilians, supporting these misogynist virus warlord Taliban. So as they invade our country, and history bears that only the nation can liberate them themselves, and day by day, by support of the warlords, giving them more gun, more power, also Taliban, they double our miseries. And look now, Abdullah, this famous warlord, is here with suit and tie, putting dust in the eyes of good people of the U.S., and they are trying, CIA tried to do whitewash to this cruel man who is more dangerous than Karzai. Maybe he will be now he's imposing himself. He's a kind of pretending I'm criticizing Karzai's regime while he was part of this regime, foreign minister of Karzai, and many other examples.
Let's take a phone call for you. Here is Laura in the East Village. Laura, you're
Hi.
On WNYC with Malalai Joya. Hello.
Hi. Thanks so much for taking my call. I wanted to ask Ms. Joya what, in her view, is the most effective way to empower Afghan women to ensure that their voices are heard in the High Peace Council and the peace process in general.
Do you understand the question?
Okay.
No, you need some help. Uh-huh. So is Laura, are you asking what the best U.S. what's the best the U.S. can do to help empower women?
That's correct. Yes.
You know, they not only empower Afghan women, they put more salt on the injured heart of the men and women of Afghan, you know, not only women. They are not only, U.S. is not only honest for Afghan people, they are not even honest for their own people too. Because nowadays even they are talking about a strategic agreement with to stay longer there because of, for example, Joe Biden and other high-ranking officials, they say that we will leave Afghanistan by mid of 2014, something like this. But Karzai is talking about U.S. permanent military bases in Afghanistan. Nowadays he is saying, I will call Lloyd Jirgai and we will have conditions. I want to tell you that these Jirgas and this so-called free election, which was selection, we experience, and that just they will bring governmental men and women to sell Afghanistan publicly, this shameless puppet man, to CIA. And also, let me tell you that women's rights never come by war. So when we want the withdrawal of the troops, my sister, in the meantime, we are asking the solidarity and support of women like you, as democratic-minded, justice-loving people of the U.S., anti-war people, organizations, intellectuals in U.S. that put pressure on their government and support our people, raise their voice morally against this wrong policy occupation, and also educationally support our people financially.
Ahmad in Middlesex, you're on WNYC. Hello, Ahmad.
Hello, I like your show, and thanks for putting this kind of programs and show for the people.
Thank you, sir.
I'd like to ask one question.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I want to know, in her view, why is American troops and other foreign troops are in Afghanistan? What's their motive?
Yeah, the reason, because we are in the heart of the Asia. We are so proud we are in the heart of the Asia. But sometimes we think maybe it's our sin why we are there. Because through Afghanistan, they control other Asian powers like China, Iran, etc. They can treat them. And also, through Afghanistan, they can have easily access to the gas and oil of the Central Asian republics. In the meantime, billions of dollars they are receiving through dirty business of opium. Middle-minded ignorance, this bunch of killer Taliban, they almost destroyed opium. But a superpower with massive military machine with 40 more countries not able, it was one of the main policy project of the CIA, and they win by support of these warlord, drug lord, and also indirectly Taliban as well. And they export the money and also the drug to the Western country. That's why they keep situation lawless and safe as much as they can, especially for the woman. Then they have good reason for you to justify their occupation. And the blood of Afghan people for them is equal to $2,000, you know, this bloody money. When they kill them, they pay for each family $2,000, and shamelessly through the mainstream media, they decreased the number of civilian deaths and called them insurgents. You can read the documents and WikiLeaks expose the treachery policy of the U.S. government, what I have been saying about this occupation.
But the bottom line motivation, the U.S. wants to make it harder for al-Qaeda to attack Americans like 9/11?
You know, al-Qaeda, I want to tell you, U.S. government, CIA, I mean that these ISI and these, especially CIA, is the godfather of these fundamentalists, not only in Afghanistan, in the region, I believe. And they don't want to lose these fundamentalists. You can read the book of this wonderful, extraordinary man like Robert Dreyfus. The name of the book is Devil's Game. Please, I recommend all these good listeners, if they read, it will help them very well to know about wrong policy of the U.S.
We've got 1 minute left, and I'm just curious if you're familiar with somebody who's in the news today for a totally different reason. Greg Mortensen, founder of the Central Asia Institute, gained fame here in the U.S. for his book Three Cups of Tea, about building schools in Afghanistan and Pakistan, mostly for girls. His claims are now in dispute after an investigation by 60 Minutes. Are you familiar with Greg Mortensen and his work? Is there a larger truth to his efforts, because you were involved also with supporting Afghan girls' schools? Is this someone you know?
You know, of course, every audience I go, I face with this question, and Three Cups of Tea become famous. But I personally, in person, I didn't saw any school that this person built it. But What I want to say that I hear from my supporters also that he has become pro-war, you know, pro-occupation. I think for a person, intellectual person like Greg Martinson, is not good if really he's supporting the war, and especially that how look, education is against war. Women's rights never come by war. Education is the key toward emancipation. He should change the mind. Otherwise, people will not like him.
Afghanistan, through the eyes of a former member of the Afghan parliament, Malalai Joya, sometimes called the bravest woman in Afghanistan. Her book now out in paperback, A Woman Among Warlords. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. At the end, let me say, democracy never comes by occupation. We raise your voice against occupation. Thank you.
Thank you.